All right, so welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to revisit a movie that we just reviewed, which is Shaft, the legacy sequel of the movie, I guess, that came out 2000, maybe? But it had Jeffrey Wright in it. It's people's, man. It's people's. So...
Actually, we watched that like maybe a month ago.
And also, Christian Bale was in that movie as well.
Yep. Like, early... Christian Bale, Toni Collette.
Yeah. So... Keith, what did you think of 2019's Shaft?
It was a damn good movie.
Told you.
That's a really good movie. It was pretty damn entertaining. It's probably Tim Story's best movie.
No.
I'll be honest with you, like, what other movies had he done?
Oh, well, he did Ride Along.
Wait, who was in Ride Along? Like
Ice Cube and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, no.
Well, he started off doing a lot of music videos. So he did the original Barbershop, which is probably his best movie. Fantastic Four, we all know where that went to. Think Like a Man, which is probably his second best movie. Ride Along, Think Like a Man 2, which was not as good as the first one. Ride Along 2. I would probably say that Barbershop is his best movie.
Maybe. I like the humor in it. And I think the main thing that probably set the stage for was like Samuel Jackson was just like, he was in his element. I don't know if they wrote that stuff for him.
He was unchained. That's what I was trying to say during the original podcast for this, that Samuel Jackson has been a very particular character for the past 7-8 years. That he's been Nick Fury, hasn't really been starring in too much other stuff. You have Samuel Jackson, the screaming Samuel Jackson, the cursing Samuel Jackson, the random whatever he's going to say out of his mouth, Samuel Jackson, playing up for laughs. And that's why the movie works.
I mean, it was all of Samuel Jackson, but this is like him back during Pulp Fiction. But at the same time, they didn't take themselves too seriously. It's one of the reasons why I like Samuel Jackson. He knows his audience. He knows his range. He knows what he can do. He knows what he can't do. And he just fits himself into it. Just because he's in a bad movie, I rarely, if ever, fault him for being the reason the movie was bad, if that makes any kind of sense. He's literally like one of my favorite actors out there. But this is him in his element. I mean, he was hitting it all the point. And he went right back to 2000 Shaft.
This movie, those jokes don't play in today's age. A little overly sensitive about everything. Maybe Samuel Jackson gets a pass, but...
You remember Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. What I was thinking about the movie.
And Robert Downey Jr. Playing in blackface. Everyone busts out laughing when Robert Downey Jr. popped up, blackface, pretending to be a black man. It was just hilarious.
Getting our turn at bat. As long as it's me, you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I think, like, for whatever reason, it fit into that. I mean, he was playing a character. It gets a pass. And I don't think it's just simply because I think it's a combination of the actor. I think it's a combination of also the story that they're telling, like, the movie itself. It was played up. The blaxploitation angle was played up for laughs in this. And at one hand, it was pretty serious. It always seemed to get serious. On the other hand, it was just pure comedy gold. I don't think it was just Samuel Jackson gets a pass. I think it's just that right combination of actor and the movie itself is trying to do. There was plenty of inappropriate things in there. Didn't catch the name of the man playing his son. Why is that name familiar? I think I've heard that name before.
Independence Day Resurgence.
Oh, geez. Yes. I now remember him. Oh, okay. Well, that he just redeemed himself then.
So what did you think of the de-aging CG for Samuel Jackson at the beginning of the movie?
That was really good, or I just was inattentive, but, I mean, he looked fine to me. Now I think about that, I kind of want to see it again to take a look at it. I didn't know they used de-aging technology.
Tim Story, for me, I will watch his movies. I mean, regardless of how good or bad people think that he is, or how much crap he gets for Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer, which is probably not his fault. Admire his music video directing skills and his Hollywood directing skills. So Keith, what score would you give Shaft?
Give it a solid 8. Nice and funny, and it held true to the Shaft character. They didn't have Junior Shaft just sit there for laughs. He actually has something to contribute. I think that's one of the reasons why it worked so well.
It could have went in that direction, but they start learning from each other.
Right, exactly. Regina Hall, I'm about to call her Regina King. Her whole sequence with, like, you know, she's just going nuts and everything. And Alexandra Shipp, again, you know, she's
pretty good. I don't think she did a very good job in the movie, but...
She wasn't too bad. Kind of thought she was going to jump up and start shooting and stuff in the restaurant. And I thought she was going to jump up and start shooting everybody and stuff because Junior didn't like guns. But I'm like, oh, he went up there and handled it. All right. I thought they all did a pretty good job. I think the only downside, I think, was the villains. They were kind of
at least with the first Shaft, Peoples and Christian Bale's character.
They were pretty strong.
Well, Jeffrey Wright and Christian Bale's character.
Right. They shot my brother. That dude was jamming that ice cream in his chest.
All right, that's the Beast Game Podcast. Go see Shaft.
Yeah, hopefully it'll make some money and get more.
Didn't do too well last week. I doubt it did well this week.
Yeah, it kind of just went to shit down. It's unfortunate.